213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Refusing to show and tell. Hell yeah, on your web rock station on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. En direct ce soir, Mr. David Rees. Hi David, how are you, man?
Hey everybody, greetings from Italia.
Ok, sounds good. Alors oui, en direct ce soir, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, Mr. David Rees. Herman Frank devait être là ce soir, il a juste un souci, il est bloqué jusqu'à 22h30 tonight et on peut pas repousser l'interview puisque nous sommes en direct, donc c'est maintenant et on peut pas attendre jusqu'à 22h30, donc il est désolé. Donc ce soir, on fera l'interview uniquement avec, bien évidemment, avec Mr. David Rees. So David, welcome tonight on 213 Rock, as you know, welcome tonight for the second time with you, and tonight Iron Alias for talking about the very first album Blood In Blood Out on 213 Rock Show, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's coming out October 21st,
yes,
2022, and we got a new video coming out too. Destroyers of the Night will come out October 20th.
Okay, yeah.
So things are moving really fast, man.
Okay, effectivement que le temps passe très vite. Et oui, il a déjà donné la moitié de l'interview. Donc ce soir en direct, hein, donc David Rees, le nouvel album pour la semaine prochaine, le 21 octobre. Effectivement qu'il y aura un nouveau clip qui sera disponible, Destroyers of the Night, le jeudi soir, c'est-à-dire la veille de la sortie de l'album, soit le 20. So, David, together. You and Herman, you had a lot of fun of working of this first album, because I understood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I understood it very quickly from the first listen. Oh yeah, I'm really totally excited about it.
thank you. Yeah, Herman reached out to me April 2021 and asked me if I'd be interested in trying to write together. And because we both come from the same band at different times, I thought it was a great idea. And the first two tracks he sent me were fabulous. So I started writing lyrics and melodies to it. And when I sent back to Herman, he went, wow, this is great. So I think we really, really made a great album. It's a great to get on the road.
Ouais, effectivement, ils se sont rencontrés, hein. C'était déjà donc durant 2021, donc c'était juste après la période du Covid, et donc ils se connaissaient déjà auparavant, mais je crois qu'ils se sont pas beaucoup parlé, hein, du fait qu'ils ont joué dans Accept, effectivement, tous les deux, mais pas aux mêmes périodes, hein. Vraiment, Frank Herman, il faut continuer du côté du 1982, c'était juste un petit peu avant la sortie Restless and Wild. Ensuite, David, lui, est arrivé en 89, donc effectivement pour l'album Hit to Hit, et puis ils se sont pas rencontrés à la bonne période. C'était beaucoup plus tard, hein, mais ils se connaissaient effectivement, ils se croisaient à quelques points sur des festivals, sur des concerts, mais pas plus que ça. Et puis c'est très récemment, lors d'un voyage en Italie, de Herman Frank, il est parti voir rencontrer donc David Rees, et là ils ont discuté effectivement, quoi. And the motivation about this album, okay, because I read some good story about you and about Mr. Herman Frank. The motivation for your association is the negative publicity surrounding your respective departures from Accept first.
Okay, so the question is...
The question is...
Negative reaction?
Yes, you did this album following the negative publicity surrounding your respective departures.
My departure from Accept, yeah, it wasn't very good. But I do... I am very grateful for the opportunity. I wouldn't be talking to people like you and mainstream radio without that experience. I'm not sure of Herman's departure, what happened there. We don't really talk about Accept very much. We're both very proud of our history with the band, but if there's negative publicity about us, that's the problem of the others. I mean, I'm proud of what I've done with Accept, and it's funny because Eat the Heat, it's strange now, 30 years later. When I did the UDO tour, I played a lot of that album live on stage, you know, and were telling me that they really loved the album even more now than they did in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, effectivement, que donc à l'époque la question était leur association. J'ai lu ça sur une histoire, en fait, sur une bio qui disait que cet album-là a été fait donc effectivement pour contrer toutes les publicités négatives qui avaient été faites, hein, suite à leur départ de Accept, à chacun à différentes périodes. Et en même temps, donc oui, cet album, il a été fait aussi, mais c'est aussi une rencontre entre deux membres anciens membres d'Accept qui avaient envie de travailler ensemble. C'est aussi ça le but, hein. Et en même temps, David, après plus de 30 ans effectivement de la sortie de cet album, bah en fait il avait aujourd'hui, bah il a quand même des gens qui lui disent que c'était quand même un bon disque, donc il a quand même des bonnes réactions sur cet album, et il le joue, hein, par moments ça arrive qu'il joue cet album en concert, quoi. And is it true in the past you have not spoken together?
Accept.
No, you and Herman.
Yeah, it's very strange because we played many festivals at the same time over the last 20 or so years, and I would see Herman's name on the marquee. Mm-hmm. And strangely, we never physically met. I only knew who he was, of course, because of my time with Accept.
Okay.
And I knew his solo career, and I knew Victory. But I finally got to meet him in person last year. Really, we met, you know, and we finally crossed the same path together.
Ok, alors oui, effectivement, hein, chose étrange, ils ne se sont jamais parlé auparavant, donc ça c'était quelque chose d'étrange hein, pour deux anciens membres comme ça, qui ont joué à différentes périodes hein, de Accept, bien évidemment, et puis c'était très récemment, effectivement, ils se sont rencontrés, finalement, et puis ils ont discuté, quoi. And you and Herman saw each other in Italy, you spent more than 6 hours together talking about your careers, and finally you had a brilliant idea to compose a great album.
Yeah, I mean, it was, of course, you know, we were writing the first few songs together, and I recorded my vocals in my studio in Italy. And Herman said, well, we need to meet personally before we go any further. And he said, I love Italian food, so my wife found an authentic ancient Italian restaurant in our village.
Fantastic.
And Herman and his wife Martina came down, and we spent the whole day late into the night talking about our direction. Herman and I both were very adamant that we would want to stay heavy. It's where we come from. The British wave of heavy metal was our inspiration when we were very young. And I think we achieved that on this record. We have our influences of Accept, obviously, some Judas Priest, a little bit of Iron Maiden. And of course, we created our own sound together, which was a kind of a strange thing. We didn't know how it would go, but we magically somehow created our own sound, and I'm very, very happy about that. You know, we had influences, obviously, like every other band, but we managed to create something very special together. Herman is an amazing guitar player, mm-hmm. and he never got the respect and attention that he really, truly deserved, I think, when he was in Accept. He's a fabulous writer,
yes,
guitar player.
Yeah.
He's one of my top five in the world. He always has been.
Effectivement.
Alors, he's a fantastic riff writer.
Ouais, alors effectivement, c'est lors d'un voyage où en Italie de Frank Herman qui a décidé donc d'aller voir, puisqu'il savait que David Rees habitait en Italie, et d'aller voir donc rencontrer directement David Rees, et puis pour parler, passer une excellente soirée. Ils ont passé plus de 6 heures jusqu'à l'aube hein, à parler de leur carrière, à parler de tout, enfin en tout cas. Et puis au final, ils ont décidé de composer un album ensemble, et en même temps, il paraît que donc la femme de David est une excellente cuisinière de tradition italienne, hein, une grande cuisinière, donc ça devait être très bon en tout cas. Next time, don't forget to invite me for eating some Italian food, please.
Absolutely.
And
I mean, everything, it was authentical. I mean, it's everything was handmade, and okay. Herman was out of his mind. He loved it. I mean, it was real Italian food. Yeah.
Ok, donc alors, donc je disais, effectivement, ils ont passé plus de 6 heures à discuter ensemble de tout, effectivement, de leur carrière. Et puis l'idée est arrivée de composer un nouvel album. Je pense qu'aussi c'était l'idée d'Herman Frank hein, d'avoir David Rees et sa superbe voix sur un projet fantastique. Et puis et en même temps, donc ils ont créé cet album sur une vibe de New Wave of British Heavy Metal, sur du Judas Priest, sur du Iron Maiden, sur des bonnes choses hein, qui ont fait leur jeunesse effectivement. Et en même temps, ils voulaient aussi quelque chose de deux, un style qui est particulier, qui vient de ces deux protagonistes, quoi. Ça, c'était important. Le son, effectivement, de guitare de Herman Frank et la voix de Voice of Rock, la voix bluesy rock de David Rees, qui est très importante, les deux mélangés. Donc, il voulait quelque chose de très personnel. C'est ça, quoi. And for this album, you and Frank gave the best of yourself for a big heavy metal album.
Thank you. I'm very, like I say, the combination is...
Yes.
I think it's a perfect match. I mean, we complement each other greatly. He brings out the best in me as a singer, and I bring out the best in him as a guitarist. I really believe that.
Ouais, effectivement, que la combinaison hein, entre les deux a fonctionné parfaitement, match perfectly, c'est comme ça qu'il dit David, c'est ça la combinaison avec des riffs très précis hein, de Frank's guitar, the sound is massive. Massive. The Herman guitars, the sound is massive. Like a wall of Marshall in studio. I can't imagine how many Marshalls in the studio. A wall of Marshall featuring some great riff, very precise.
That's Herman's, you know, his style. I mean, he, you know, the German metal guitar sound is very unique, as many people know. And, you know, it just, when you walk into a room and he's blasting on tracks, you just sit there with your mouth hanging open going, wow. And actually, after we went to the studio in Hanover and recorded, Francesco Giovino, our drummer, he did all the drum tracks three times each, and he recorded all 12 songs in about 8 hours. And imagine that Francesco had just recovered from a broken left hand, and he... unbelievably, the power that he still maintained after his arm was healed, we were blown away. And then after the after we finished all the basic tracks, Herman looked at me and said, I can play better. So he re-recorded a lot of his rhythm tracks and solos after we left the studio, just because he knew the amount of talent that's in the band, you know, with Malte Fredrik Birkert on bass and Mike Thiessen on rhythm guitar. Herman said, I really have to shine on this album as a guitar player. And I think he really does. And, you know, and I really feel like it's my best vocal work in many years. So,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, when Herman told me, I need to go back and replay a lot of these tracks because I can do it better now that I hear the full wall of sound with everybody.
Exactly.
So, very inspiring.
David pense que effectivement Herman Frank est un fantastique guitariste, il fait partie aussi de ses favoris, c'est un riffeur, c'est un il sait très très bien composer en tout cas, et puis le son heavy metal allemand hein, de ton il est unique hein. Donc ça se reconnaît. Il y a une prod de malade quand même hein. Il a dû quand même aller à Hanovre donc voir Francesco Giovino hein, qui est le batteur du groupe, qui a enregistré effectivement ses parties de batterie pendant 8 heures. Il a plié l'album en 8 heures en termes de parties de batterie. Et en même temps, ils ont travaillé aussi sur la voix donc de David concernant donc sur ce nouvel album, enfin sur ce premier album, Blood In Blood Out. Et oui, il a passé de beaux moments, vraiment quoi, vraiment de très très gros moments. Et puis c'est bien. Et puis je pense qu'il est temps pour lui de revenir aussi au devant de la scène parce que il a pas aussi bien chanté depuis très longtemps quoi. Et c'est vrai que sa voix elle est superbe quoi. David, your voice is very warm. You sing wonderfully, very well, with the bluesy rock voice. And on the single, yes, on the single. Blood in, blood out. Oh yeah, I'm singing with you.
Yeah.
I already imagined this track on stage because your fans will sing along with you, man.
Oh yeah. Well, that's you know we wrote a lot of the songs with the stage in mind, to have the audience sing along with us. And the video is doing amazing. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of fans are viewing it. And it really seems to have struck a chord with the fans. So I'm really excited about the future plans and the future live shows for Iron Allies. It's a very exciting time for us.
Exactly, very exciting time for us. Comme il le dit, c'est en ce moment, c'est superbe hein, pour eux. Il y a aussi, il y a de bonnes chroniques. On va y revenir d'ici quelques instants. David, sa voix, elle est chaude. Elle est merveilleuse en tout cas. Bluesy rock voice. Et puis sur le titre, Blood In, Burn Out, hein, bah, ouais, en concert, ça tuera en tout cas, quoi. Ça va jouer, quoi. Ça va vraiment jouer. Ça va chanter à fond. Les fans vont être à fond, quoi. And, have you seen the feedback from your fans on YouTube, David? About the tracks.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yes. Yes, about
fantastic. The... I mean, I heard a nice quote that somebody said, an Accept fan said, had David Reese made this album with Accept with a better producer and better drum sound, this would have been one of the biggest Accept albums in their history. Yeah. And I thought that was a very nice compliment because, you know, I took some flack criticism when I joined Accept. But for an Accept fan to post that saying this would have been an amazing Accept album, that was a very nice compliment, you know. That was one of the comments that I read, so... It's been very, very positive all over the world.
Effectivement, il y a un fan qui a dit, hein, donc après les, sur les feedbacks qui sont sur les excellents feedbacks, donc les messages qui sont postés par les fans, si cet album avait été Accept, ce serait très certainement le meilleur album d'Accept depuis très longtemps. Mais c'est vrai que cet album est superbe, hein. Il y a des bons riffs, il y a du bon heavy metal à l'intérieur, belle voix, de bonnes guitares, on aime ça, hein. And some of your fans said this album is brutal. Another one said, Herman Frank, strike again, kick ass, heavy metal machine. Wow, every day the band gains some fans.
Yeah, a lot of new fans.
Yes.
We crossed over from my fans, Herman's fans.
That's right.
The Victory fans, Herman Frank solo, Accept, UDO, Primal Fear, of course, with Francesco. We've got all those fans are going, wow. This is special, and it's really nice to read the positivity. You know, of course, you have, you know, one or two negative comments, but that's normal. I mean, you can't expect a perfect response on everything, you know, because music is subjective. You know, it's all the listener, and I respect everyone's opinion. Yeah.
Effectivement, que chacun peut exprimer son opinion, puisque le croisement des fans entre Accept, Udo, David Rees et Primal Fear, hein, puisque Jovino a joué avec Primal Fear, ouais, bah en tout cas tous les jours ils gagnent des fans, hein, c'est vraiment bien. Il y a deux singles, hein, disponibles sur YouTube, en tout cas ils sont prêts à être écoutés. En tout cas, il y a le Full of Surprises et Blood In, Blood Out, and there are some fantastic tracks on this album, such as your next music video, Destroyers of the Night, coming out next Thursday, as you said at the first on the intro of the interview, the day before the new album release.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you've got Evil the Gun. This is the lyric is about everybody blames the gun for,
yes,
you know, murder and mayhem, but this is the gun speaking to the people.
Okay,
you know, I'm just a machine. I'm like a car. You know, it's not the gun's fault. It's the society and with all the violence that we live in, it's actually a gun speaking to people. And then you have Truth Never Mattered. And I try to maintain an honest lifestyle. And I don't drink. I don't party. I used to back in the 80s, like a madman. But, you know, the truth never mattered. It seems the more, you know, we have a saying in English, by the time a lie makes it around the world one time, the truth is only able to put one shoe on. So it seems that people would rather hear lies than the truth. Martyrs Burn is about, it's kind of a Sabbathy groove. It's about the Blitzkrieg War over London during World War II. There's so many. We Are Legend is another favorite of mine. It's about each and every one of us. We all create our own history, our own legend in our life. Selling Out is about living in Hollywood. When I lived there, you know, I saw a lot of people, you know, dyeing their hair blonde, trying to look the part, wearing the makeup. It just was fake, you know, and I called it selling out. You know, they weren't true to the music. It was more the image. Some of these titles are slipping my mind. Is there a title track that you like? Another one?
Yes, hold on, I need to translate first. Donc il y a deux titres. Il y a un clip vidéo qui va arriver la semaine prochaine, soit le 20, Destroyer of the Night, hein, qui sera disponible juste la veille, qui sortira la veille de la sortie de l'album. Ensuite Evil the Gun, hein, ce titre il déchire, hein, vraiment bien, dans une autre atmosphère effectivement, tout aussi heavy, qui parle de faits de société, hein, concernant donc les armes à feu. And in a very different atmosphere, there is another track as Martyr Burnt. Different atmosphere.
Yeah,
Martyr Burn.
Yeah, that one has got kind of a Sabbath slow groove to it. And like I said, the lyric is written about, I was reading some World War II history. During the Blitzkrieg, they were bombing mostly the industrial areas of London, yeah.
Okay.
And the rich people in England, and I'm not sure if it's true, would sit and watch the air battles happening over London and drink tea and drink whiskey, and it was kind of like going to the movies. You know, they would sit outside and watch the war taking place over the city. So if you listen, you know, pull up a chair and learn and watch the Martyrs Burn, because these innocent young men were battling for their lives to save their city. And it's basically about that, you know, the hypocrisy of you know, these, you know, sacrificing themselves to protect their world. It's written about that, but when I heard the riff, I was blown away. I said, wow, this really works. I mean, we both love Tony Iommi. So we come from the Sabbath era.
Ok, alors il y a un autre titre qui s'intitulera donc Martyr Burn, hein, qui est dans une différente très différent, hein, comme dans l'atmosphère. Il pense même d'ailleurs que c'est dans l'esprit Tommy Iommi. C'est un titre qui parle de la Seconde Guerre mondiale, la Blitzkrieg aussi, la guerre éclair, etc. Donc c'est un super titre, hein, très différent. Je pense qu'il fait référence un petit peu à Black Sabbath, hein, Tommy Iommi en tout cas. Ouais, beau titre en tout cas. And now I guess you are working on your future shows with your great lineup.
Yes, we are. Our booking agent is out of Berlin. We've already had quite a few offers for shows.
Cool.
For 2023.
Cool.
And this is a definite band. It's not just a project. We are going to tour, and we're going to tour heavily because Herman and I, we're used to that lifestyle. That's what we do. So the plan is, God willing, that we're on stages all over France, Germany, all over the UK, everywhere in Europe, and the United States and Canada.
Cool.
And we're actually talking to some people in South America as well, have reached out that are interested.
Fantastic.
I know UDO is in South America right now, and he's doing wonderfully.
Ok, alors effectivement. Alors effectivement, hein, en ce moment, ils sont en train de travailler. Il était à Berlin il y a pas très longtemps pour ça. Ils sont en train de travailler sur une tournée carrément mondiale même. Hein. Ils vont visiter pas mal de continents. En tout cas, je sais qu'il y a l'Europe dessus. Il y a donc les États-Unis, le Canada, et puis il y a le Brésil aussi en ce moment. Tiens, Udo, il est du côté donc au Brésil. Pourquoi pas aussi ramener ce show au Brésil avec leur superbe line-up, quoi. Ce serait absolument fantastique. En direct ce soir dans 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Mr. David Rees, Iron Allies, Blood In, Blood Out. Voici donc le track listing. L'album démarra avec Full of Surprise, Blood In, Blood Out, Destroyers of the Night, Fear No Evil, Evil the Gun, Martyr Burn, fantastique titre, Blood In, Blood On the Land, Nightmares in My Mind, Selling Out, Freezing, Truth Never Mattered, et We Are Legend, You and I. Le line-up, c'est David Rees, Herman Frank, Mike Poussin, Malte Bukerk et Francesco Giovino. 213 Rock, Vinyl Time, Classic Rock Radio. L'album, vous l'aurez donc, il y aura un digipack, il y aura un vinyle blanc, super beau vinyle blanc en tout cas, white vinyl. I saw your video this afternoon when you talk about the limited edition of about the vinyl, the white vinyl.
Yes. They're selling very fast, and you can go to AFM's website, and there's a pre-order link there.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have black vinyl, and of course the digipack that folds out is beautiful.
Yes.
Very pleased with the way AFM has gotten behind the band. They're really pushing us. So yeah, go to AFM's webpage and click on the link where the Iron Allies link is, and you can see all the information there.
Ok, effectivement, hein, donc dans 213 Rock Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, cet album, il y aura une version édition limitée. So, just before the end, I have a strange question for you. A couple of days ago, I saw a very funny pictures and Johnny Z between Johnny Z with the Lars Ulrich of Metallica. Johnny was wearing a t-shirt that said, don't tell me about Accept. Do you have an idea?
I really don't know. I have no idea what that is. I mean, there's so many strange stories going on about Accept these days. It's hard to say. I mean, I see strange things all the time. And I mean, even in the old days of the Rolling Stones, I think Keith Richards said, who the fuck is Mick Jagger? You know, I mean, you never know with rock and roll bands or fans, the experiences they have, you know, maybe it's personal. I don't know.
Ok, effectivement, il y a quelques jours, j'ai vu une photo très marrante. Donc, Johnny Z, paix à son âme, donc du label Megaforce avec Lars Ulrich. Et c'est une ancienne photo, hein, quand même. Et puis, il y a Johnny Z qui porte un t-shirt. Ne me parlez surtout pas d'Accept, quoi. Donc, je vais poser la question s'il avait une idée, quoi. So, David, just before the end, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Merci beaucoup, François. I cannot wait to come to France and play with Iron Allies. I'll see you all very soon. Herman and I are so excited. We know we'll be in France. Get ready, because here we come. And thank you so much to all the French people that are supporting us. Great metal community. It's a rocking country, and I can't wait to return.
Ok, 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Iron Alias, Blood In, Blood Out, album disponible la semaine prochaine. Il y aura aussi un clip hein, qui sera disponible la veille, le 20, Destroyers of the Night. Mais tout de suite, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio, je vous remets le single Blood In, Blood Out. Il déchire ce titre, hein, le refrain, il est hyper accrocheur. Very catchy chorus, 213 Rock, Vinny Times, yo, Classic Rock Radio.
Of the beat.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Iron Allies, Blood In, Blood Out, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. L'émission est terminée pour ce soir. On se retrouve demain soir, 20h. Ouais, on sera vendredi demain. Et puis, playlist pareil, on va se faire plaisir demain soir, 213 Rock. Oh yeah.